39 degrees as we're at 15 and a half before 6. It's a Monday morning here at WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We call it the best 5 minutes of the day. And we got Jason Kanz on the other end of the phone on this October 18th. Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't talked to you since Friday.
You haven't? I was out of town all weekend, so.
How was that?
I was able to get to see my. It was really good. I was able to get to see my dad and my two brothers this weekend. We played a very chilly round of golf. You know, I haven't seen them in 2 years, so it was really, really good. I left, came back on Sunday morning from there, and just had a really good time with them. I was telling Heather when I got back, because I went by myself, that there was something really refreshing about being in the woods where I couldn't actually access social media. And so, you know, it was really refreshing. And
So we're pretty good friends. And I don't remember you ever telling me about golfing. So, like, I haven't golfed this year. It's kind of one of those things. It takes a sizable amount of time. And I knew last year, I can even tell you, I went twice last year and I didn't go the year before. So, this has got to be the only time you golf this year.
Well, so let me tell you this. Before Grace was born, I golfed about 3 times a week.
Wow.
And then after she was born, I golfed about 3 times in the next 10 years.
Okay.
And then I finally got rid of my clubs because since we moved to Eau Claire, I played a total of, I think, only once since we moved to Eau Claire, so 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad wanted to play golf with his sons for his 70th birthday, and so we did that. And I didn't have clubs, so our friend Brian Christensen loaned me his clubs, and I had a passable game. I was very pleased with how I played. So,
wow, nice.
My dad said, you should probably start doing this more regularly. He said, you've got some natural skill at this. And
Is your dad a pretty avid golfer?
No, he plays, I think he plays about once a week, something like that. And he, you know, he enjoys going out. He's not real hooked in making sure he gets better. He just enjoys chasing a ball. And
Well, there you go.
I liked it.
I did not remember hearing that you were such a golf aficionado. That's interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, kind of when you do something, you pretty much, you know, you go all in, right? That's kind of your personality.
I'm all in. Usually that's my personality. So, And when I golfed, that was certainly the case. Mm-hmm. I would read everything about technique and trying to get better. And
now you're a big guy. I mean, so you're pretty good off the tee.
That was certainly the case playing this weekend. Was my long game was actually pretty good. I hit it straight most of the time. But then once I was on the green, it was a completely different ball game. But I think I bogeyed the last 4 holes. So I was happy with that.
Huh.
The other interesting thing is that you may know that I'm left-handed. But I golf right-handed and always have done so, which is why it was relatively easy for me to borrow clubs from someone.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. I don't dwell on the fact, I mean, because our most frequent conversations are these 5 days a week early on. And today we had I just called you and said, we're going on. So, but it's interesting. You and my wife are both Enneagram 1 and you're both left-handed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, right, exactly. And I think there's that sort of, it's always fun to see those sorts of connections. The Enneagram 1 and being left-handed. And I think Peggy and I have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, right.
Even last week struggling with my, so for people who are unfamiliar with the Enneagram, it's, you know, the one type are considered reformers. You know, they're the ones who really want to work for change. Mm-hmm. Everything needs to be perfect. And I was just really wrestling with that last week with being that type of person because we become very judgmental of ourselves and others. and when we're not functioning well, and mm-hmm. thought about reaching out to Peggy and saying, hey, mm-hmm. I'm really struggling with being a one right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, right. So, well, you did have an, we haven't talked about it on the air, and I don't know if we will, but yeah. I mean, along those, I think yeah. you're probably referencing a post you had about the church, yeah. right? And yeah. so I think yeah. it's a good
exactly.
read. I think it's a thoughtful, stimulating yeah. read. And to me, out of that, I mean, just for people to even have conversation, I'd love there to be yeah. an open forum, an open dialogue, like in person someday, Lord willing. So yeah. anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have chewed up the clock, which means we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All
thanks,
right.
Jason.
Sounds good.
There we go. Talking golf today, so you never know. First of all, welcome back to Susan.
Hiya. Hi, everybody. Hi, Mark.
It's been too long, girl.
Yeah, well, here I am.
All right.
Ready for more hijinks and tomfoolery.
Boy, we've missed you on multiple levels. So,
ditto, kiddo.
Welcome back off the injured list, huh? So
yeah,
that's kind of the way
you.
It goes. Well, this guy, he's not the Italian stallion from Philly, but he's all business when it comes to running the Detroit Half Marathon. I'm talking about Drew Fralick. I've got the picture up at the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page. Dressed in a suit and tie running the marathon? What is this business?
Tremendous. Tremendous.
How did you come up with this idea?
I don't know. You know, I was like, where did I even think of this? But I was at the thrift shop. I thought, man, wouldn't it be so funny to run this race and act like I was like running late for a meeting or something?
Genius. Total genius.
I was like, you know, I'm not fast anymore. How can I make this memorable for people and myself? And so I bought the suit. They had a hat at the thrift store. And my neighbor gave me an old phone from the 1980s. And I'm just running the race. And at different points throughout the race, I just pick up the phone and act like I'm selling stocks. Doing cold calls.
That's hilarious.
I love it. And was it any different running in a suit versus your usual attire?
Well, here's the problem. I didn't realize that, right? Because I didn't practice in a suit. I
no.
don't want to get, like, you know,
yeah.
Sent to a hospital or something. But so I'm running in the suit, and I realize about 2 miles into the race, this is like running in a winter jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so hot, and I was, like, severely dehydrated.
Aww. Mm.
And, but I was very committed. You know what I mean? If not, I'm very committed. So I just was like, I'm doing this, and survived.
What was the temperature in Detroit for this was on Saturday?
Yeah, it was on Sunday. It was 60. It was just, like, brutally hot, you know.
Now, when you say
60 degrees.
Now, was this last week Sunday, not yesterday?
It was yesterday, yeah.
It was?
60 degrees. It
okay.
was. It was. Yeah, we're further south, you know, the lake. I don't know what they call
it,
the lake effect.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, it feels like I saw the picture 2 days ago. So, okay, it's just yesterday. Well, that's amazing. What kind of publicity, other than your own post on Facebook and us sharing it, I mean, are you getting other reactions then?
Well, I posted it on Facebook, and it's the most action I've ever gotten on social media.
Yeah.
You know, I post pictures of my kids, you know, my blog, But, like, me in a suit, it's like the internet erupted. So.
Well, not just you in a suit. You in a suit running a half marathon.
You needed
a
shtick.
Yeah.
That's your shtick, bro.
I found it. I found my comedy calling.
That is really good.
I'm the Gallagher of half marathons.
Yes.
I was going to say, or the carrot top, the props, the phone.
I need to smash a watermelon at the finish line.
Everybody, comedians, so many of them have their shtick. You found yours. Hey, thanks so much. Fun talking to you. And people can check out the pictures at the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page. So thank you, Drew.
You guys have a good week.
You
all right,
too.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
WWIB on a Monday. And breaking news this morning in the last few minutes, the family of former Secretary of State and former Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell announcing on Facebook that he has died at the age of 84. Apparently from complications due to COVID. So Colin Powell dead at the age of 84.
Hmm. 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, 38 degrees right now. We've got three people in the studio again.
Yay.
Susan is back.
Here I am. with my boring weekend recap.
No, you had to have an awesome weekend, right?
Because whatever, you know, nothing's boring with you, Sue.
Okay. Should I start?
Go for it.
Sure.
Okay. I was out of quarantine like a boss. Went down to downtown Eau Claire with my daughter. Stopped in at Brent Douglas Flowers. Always love it there. Then she said, do you want to go to Shift Coffee? I said, okay, hipster, let's go to Shift. And indeed, everyone has their knit beanies. They got their clunky glasses. Hipster heaven.
Did you wear a knit beanie when you were there?
No, I was like the grandmother saying, you young people, it's so nice to see you together. Anyway, my daughter introduced me to a new drink. Probably you guys know all about it, called Mila. Mila being French and Spanish for honey. It's honey and milk with espresso. It's delicious.
No, I've never
heard of it.
So Mila rhymes with Sheila.
Okay.
Sheila. Like the Australian big Sheila.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, that was super fun, and the weather was lovely, although a bit of nip in the air got out the sweaters.
There you go.
Missed you guys so much. Mm. Anxious to hear what's been happening.
Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Mine would be, well, my wife and I celebrated 23 years of marriage yesterday.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you to Peggy for staying with me through 23 years.
Love her.
She's off to Shell Lake Full Gospel for their very good missions festival, which is... started yesterday, runs through Wednesday night. They have like 35 to 40 missionaries. But we did get out to eat on Saturday night. Now, on Friday, we talked about cheese curd day. So let me note, it was homecoming weekend. So a lot of restaurants were really busy. And there was a wait at Grizzly's, but we hung in there. And as the appetizer, got cheese curds. And I have to say, the Grizzly's cheese curds are the closest to the Milwaukee burger that I've found in terms of top notch. So
fantastic.
I like it.
A couple highlights from my weekend. Saturday morning, went to the Avenue Orchard store just south of Eau Claire, tried multiple flavors of their caramel apples. Well, our family did, and again, they're phenomenal. They even are using the Snow Sweet apples now, which is kind of like a caramel apple without the caramel, but then adding caramel on top of that. So yeah, the Snow Sweet caramel apples, they are huge, they are delicious. And again, a big shout out to our friend Mike from La Crosse for sending
to the Wib Wake Up Show
last week. So yeah, just had to have an appetite for more.
Yay. Fantastic. I love it when he writes.
Going back to Friday night and then again to Sunday morning, two things that I really enjoyed, a fall color drive. Now, I was going out to Hudson on 94 to call that Chi High game against Hudson on Friday night.
So you and Alan sounded great.
Yeah, around Knapp. It's just the rolling hills out there and the colors. And then I know I make the drive a lot, but up to Rice Lake on 53, gorgeous, gorgeous colors with, again, the sun shining through. So I really enjoyed that. And then a lot of playing football outside with Lily played and Nora was sleeping, but Lindsay played, Cooper played. And then Cooper got a chance to play with some of the big kids. There was a youth activity at my parents' house and the teenagers were very gracious. I love those kids. And they played with Cooper as well, too. So we played a little football out on that football field at the Swenson compound in Cameron.
I was going to say, it sounds like the Kennedys. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, it's fun to watch the game, but then get out there and play yourself. Way to go.
There you go.
All right. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. We're so excited. Susan's back with us.
With some super funny jokes.
She's going to level up the jokes.
It is
here.
It's no pressure.
We each have the challenge of three jokes every Monday at this time. So do you want to start us off?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
There's nowhere to go but up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you throw a space party?
How?
You plan it.
Oh, man. I like that one.
I'll follow up on that. Right. Hey, where do pirates get their hooks?
I don't know.
Secondhand stores.
I truly enjoyed that, and that was good. You know what? The other day, this big guy said to me, I'm going to attack you with the neck of a guitar. And I said, is that a fret? It's a music joke. It's a music joke.
Covering all the bases here.
Oh, you guys, the other day I had an excellent meal at this cozy little Christian restaurant called The Lord Giveth. They also do takeaways.
Oh, man. I got it.
Who were the greenest presidents in U.S. history?
I don't know.
Well, it'd have to be the Bushes.
That's funny.
All right, this one takes a little bit longer. Patient says, doctor, I think I'm turning into a moth. Doctor says, it's not me you want. It's the psychiatrist down the road that you need. The patient says, that's where I was heading, but your light was on.
He really is turning into a moth. Funny. Okay, so it's me. I have a longer... I have a longer one, too. Right. So an older man is driving on a busy freeway, and he received a call from his daughter. Dad, be careful. I just saw on the news some idiot is driving down the freeway the wrong way. And her dad said, one idiot? There's hundreds of them. Get it? He's the guy.
I got it. Okay. I got it.
Sorry.
Well, I did it one last try. I mean, it's just like, all right, well, what do you call a beehive without an exit?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Weak, really weak.
Oh, man. You know what? And I got to get something off my chest, guys.
Yeah.
I cannot stand those Russian nesting dolls. They're
Why?
Just so full of themselves.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's funny. Because one's inside of the other.
That's
I get
the
it.
Best we could go. Do.
Well, the WIB Wake Up Show at 20 past 8 o'clock on this Monday, welcoming back Susan today. And it's great to see the letter response here as our mailing went out, the October Connect. And we want to share some of those here this morning.
We do.
Let's start it off. I've got Jerome in Knapp. He's a longtime listener, and he says, a sincere thank you for your continuous blessing to us, the listening audience. You've been a part of my daily listening for over 45 years.
Wow.
He says, what great blessings, love in Christ to you all from Jerome.
That's such a great thing.
Thank you, Jerome.
Absolutely. And back in the days where we did the mailings here, he was one of the volunteers for many years, too. Mm.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, I have one from Teresa in Chippewa Falls. It says, I listen to this station often while in the car and at home. Thanks for all you do to advance the kingdom of God. God bless you richly. Shalom. Tuned in Teresa.
There you go. And again, there's kind of monikers. Mm-hmm. If you are on our mailing list or check it out at WWIB.com. It's what kind of WWIB listener are you? What do you listen for? When do you listen? And so this one comes from Wheeler from Sharon. And she says, I am very much a companion, Chris. Being empty nesters with my hubby at work long hours, WWIB is so much my family. I've listened from your beginning and love you all and the work you do in our lives. Again, that's Sharon from Wheeler.
I love it.
One more time around here, John and Becky and Stanley picking up on some of those monikers that you see in the mailing or online at WIB.com. They say they're a combo of Companion Chris and Rhythm Rita. So thank you to them.
Rhythm Rita there for the music.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Got it. Well, I don't have another letter here, but I do want to tell the listeners that if you write a letter, a real snail mail letter, I will write you back. All you have to do is make sure you have your return address, and I will write you back. And I'm especially curious about those kids who are listening. You know, maybe your mom is driving you to school, or you're just hanging out at home. Send me a picture. Draw a picture. I love art, and I would love to see what you have in your creative little mind. So send it to me. At WWIB 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Can't wait.
Caleb's going to read one more, but I feel like a politician on the debate stage, and Susan just made a promise, and I'm not going to make that promise. And I'm like, wow, her candidacy's shining brighter.
There you go.
I have less to do than you do, Mark.
This one comes from Julie from Eau Claire, who gave not one but two partner pledges. Thank you so much. And she says, hello, WWIB friends. Thanks for being such a staple in my life during hard times and just life. She says, I so appreciate all the on-air folks/friends. I also enjoy some of those evening programs as well. You're a beacon of light in the community. Keep up the good work. Julie from Eau Claire, thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie.
Again, we want to connect with you whatever way you choose. Maybe it's snail mail. Maybe it's sending a picture. We'd love to see that. Susan, especially, she'll write you back. We can send you one of our new WWIB car stickers as well in that return envelope. But also, if you want to contact us on Facebook, Instagram, email, or walk in person or give us a call, that's always welcome as well.
Josh Wilson.
So dream small. Don't bother lie. You've got to do it all.
Sunday, November 14th at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. General admission tickets just $18 with VIP meet and greet available. Josh Wilson, November 14th. Tickets at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland and itickets.com.
Just because you're not in the car doesn't mean you have to stop listening to your favorite Christian music. At the office or in your home, you can always tune in via WWIB.com. Click on Listen Live and you'll find us anywhere you might be. Listen live at WWIB.com.
It's time to dump some phrases, everybody.
Yay. Mm-hmm. We're sick of them.
Things that we've probably said on the air more than once, yeah. But you know what? We're owning it.
And see, as we share these, see if you can think of other ones that you think, oh, we should get rid of this or that.
Yeah. In these trying times.
Let's get rid of that. Also, uncertain times.
Yes, in these uncertain times.
How about,
right.
Long story short, it never is.
It's time to dump these phrases here on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about this one? Per my last email. If you have to send it again, maybe they didn't read the first one.
How about, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Grown.
I'm glad.
Ouch.
I don't know anybody that says that. All right, here's another one. It happened for a reason.
Ugh. Even if it did happen for a reason, the reason wasn't good enough.
Time to dump these phrases that we all use a little bit too often, coming out of our mouths or posting on social media and emails. How about this one? Just be yourself.
People used to say that to me. Now they're like, just be a little less like yourself.
And it's not necessarily that that's horrible advice, but if we say it all the time...
Okay, how about dumping this phrase on the Wib Wake Up Show? Going forward.
Going like, forward going in these forward. Uncertain times. Per my last right. email, if you can't handle me at worst.
That's right.
All right, everybody, work hard, play hard.
Ugh.
Let's
Maybe
get rid of that one.
Overused.
Couple more. It is what it is.
Well, I've used that one. What does that mean?
It's when you don't know what to say, so you just say
it. That's, yeah. How about this one, appropriate for the last one? I'm sure it'll work out in the end.
And then I would say with Job, miserable comforters are you all.
That's right.
Let's find some better phrases.